arm's length reporting for investors who want the whole story. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. We are in the second hour of the Cortland Economics Report. I am Al Cortland. Appreciate you joining me on all of these Genesis radio stations. We are getting a bit of noise in the background because we are broadcasting from the Cambridge House Investment Conference. Recording is the word I should use, from the Cambridge House Investment Conference being held up in Vancouver, British Columbia. Chatting right now with Lawrence Ralston. Lawrence hasn't been on the show for a while. He certainly hasn't been introduced to the Genesis listeners. Let me tell you a little bit about him. Lawrence is a very, very bright individual, background educationally in geology, began writing a newsletter, which evolved into his current newsletter, which is called Resource Opportunities. Lawrence is considered to be one of the foremost authorities on the resource industry in the world, and it's great to have him on the show. Thank you, Mr. Ralston.
Great to be back again here, Al.
Got a question for you. The U.S. market right now, let's not say the U.S. market, the U.S. economy right now is, in my humble opinion, teetering on the verge of failure. I really think it is. In spite of that, we have base metal prices, and let's be really specific. Let's talk about copper and nickel as an example. The prices of those particular commodities are going up. People would think that when a large extent of the world, specifically Europe and the United States, is in big trouble economically, people would think that there would not be much of a demand for base metals, and consequently the prices would go down. That's not what's happening. Can you explain that?
Well, absolutely. And just to put this in a perspective, the copper price started the year at around $1.50 a pound after being smacked back by the beginning of the financial crisis. And copper is now back to just under $3.50 a pound. So, as you say, it doesn't seem to make sense with the biggest economy in the world and Western Europe, still a major part of the world economy, still struggling. Why the metal prices, and it's not just copper, but across the board, the metal prices have come back strongly. It doesn't seem to make sense. And you know, as you commented a moment ago, It looks, some people are think it's speculators that are driving these markets. The reality is that the biggest market for metals in the world is not the United States, but it's China. China is by far the world's largest consumer of metals. And there were headlines when the financial crisis hit and the Chinese economy slowed down. But remember, the Chinese economy slowed from growing at 10% a year to growing at only 6% a year. It finished with an average 8% growth for the year and is already back at a 10% annual growth rate. China uses in the order of 30% or more of the total metals in the world. And that's the reason that the metal prices are strong, because huge amounts of metal are going into China. Now, really important to understand that in a developed, mature economy like the United States, that the intensity of metal usage is much less than it is in a growing economy like China. As China is expanding, they're building infrastructure, they're building factories, houses, apartments, and all of the other things that are using massive amounts of metal. And another thing that your listeners may find a little surprising is that China is now the world's largest automobile market. Last year, Chinese consumers bought more automobiles than Americans did. And that's just an indication of the explosion in consumer demand in China. The growing wealthy middle class in China are now buying everything that consumers in the rest of the world have spent their lives buying. So overall, massive consumption is happening within the country, and it's not just China, but India is also doing very well, and that whole developing region, and that's why metal prices are up, because there's very strong demand. In fact, if you add up the pieces, the United States more or less flat, Western Europe more or less flat, which means they're using about the same amount of metal as they've been using in prior years. China, India, other places growing at a fast pace, increasing their demand for metals, overall growing demand for metals and therefore rising prices.
I want to ask you to just kind of guess a little bit here in terms of, you know, you've traveled around the world numerous times. You're very up on economic issues. You're very up on, well-versed on resource issues. How do you like the direction that our country is going in right now?
The country that the United States is, the direction that the United
you
States
bet.
Is going
uh-huh.
in? Well, I think the United States faces incredible challenges. That, you know, and I'm sure many of the other guests have done a much better job than I could do of listing off all of the challenges faced by the American economy. I don't believe that those challenges necessarily lead to a very dire outlook. You know, the United States is a...
You don't.
Very,
you don't.
No. The United States is a very, very strong country. And I'm, you know, as you know, I'm not an American. I'm seeing it from close, but one step removed. I think in a very objective way. The United States economy has a lot of strengths. There's a lot of very, very bright entrepreneurial people. There's a lot of money within the system. There's a lot of great ideas and hardworking, diligent people. And I can see the economy muddling along for another couple of years. But, you know, there's nothing wrong with a 2% growth rate. We'd like to see 4 or 5%, but 2% growth is not bad. And in terms of, you know, expecting it to drop into a great black hole in the ground, I don't believe that for a moment.
You know, I find your opinion to be interesting, and it's not so much that I disagree, because I think basically I would agree wholeheartedly, but, you know, the route that the current administration is attempting to take us down, I have a real problem with that. I have a real problem with passing legislation or attempting to pass legislation that clearly far and away the majority of the country is against. That scares me a little bit. And the thing that I guess my question was more directed, not so much about getting into a black hole from which there is no escape, but I see the U.S. really as going in a socialistic direction, and Lawrence, that bothers me.
Well, Al, I don't want to get into talking U.S. politics, but certainly in terms of where the economy is headed, there's no question whatever that the world dominance of the U.S. economy is waning. It's lost considerable stature over the last few years and will continue to lose stature. Once upon a time, the U.S. economy represented something in the order of 75% of total worldwide economic activity. That's down into the 30s now. And I believe the U.S. proportion of world economic activity will continue to decline. That's not to say the U.S. is going to get smaller, but places like China, India, and you know, Brazil, and all these other areas that are growing rapidly are going to continue to gain in stature. And the U.S. is going to become less of a dominance in the world. But, you know, from the perspective of... And you know, I look, my realm is in the metals industries. And what does it all mean for metals? Well, what it means is that, you know, as the U.S. economy is muddling along, the rest of the world is doing very well. Metal prices are strong, likely to continue to get stronger. And there's enormous, enormous potential in just recognizing what's happening in the rest of the world and not getting hung up on the narrow focus of the U.S. being the only driver for what's happening in the rest of the world.
You know, I think that's a very, very good point. I think people who feel that the U.S. is still the chosen one, from lack of better terms, and is the only driver for the world, I think that's a fallacious thought. Totally. Totally ridiculous, I think, today.
Well, it is. And, of course, all of the economists and the commentators and the analysts all grew up and were educated in an era where the U.S. was the driving force in the world economy. And it's going to take a period of time to get away from the idea that that the U.S. is the driving force in the world. It is still, no question, the largest economy. It's a very, very important part of the world economic scene. But it is no longer the dominant driving force in what's happening in the rest of the world, and I believe that it's going to continue in that direction.
Agree 100%. Okay, there you have it from Lawrence Ralston, Resource Opportunities. Lawrence is a good guy. He's going to be a regular guest on our show again in the future. Thanks, Lawrence.
You're welcome.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-Dry Guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Hello, at OfTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OfTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
I have about 15 wild food guides on my bookshelf, which left me wondering if I even needed another book. Boy, was I wrong. My knowledge exploded to an entire universe of wild foods.
In olden days, it was the norm to know which plants are edible and which are not.
Dear Linda, just wanted to let you know I received your book today.
Wow. I watched the DVD last night. I was awestruck. What wonderful work you have done. This information can bless many people. Thank you. Again.
Thanks again.
Your book has given me the most hope and inspiration. Thank you.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at OfTheField.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237. There we go.
Have you ever needed something but you forgot? You know, some of our Life Change Tea customers forget to order, and then they ask us for some rush shipping. What if it was automatic? You know, no gimmicks, just your product smooth sailing to you automatically. And what if there was free tea? In AutoShip, there's some free tea, so call us for details. That's 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Our AutoShip program has no lock-ins, and you can cancel at any time. Free tea. If AutoShip be, so call us. There's no better way to jumpstart your health. Look us up at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. You're listening to the weekend edition of the Corlin Economics Report. I am Al Corlin. Appreciate you joining me. I am chatting with a gentleman right now who I think has one of the more valuable websites out there for those of us who are interested in the resource industry. His name is George Cholas. Peter Grandich, who I do a Sunday special with every single week and who's a frequent guest on our radio show, introduced me to George a couple years ago. This guy's a good guy. His site, Aguracom, is... headquartered in Toronto.
That's right.
You know, and in terms of places to get information on what's going on in the resource sector, specifically with the commodities themselves and also with the companies, Agoracom is a great place to go. George, tell us about it.
Well, Al, let me first say thanks for having me on your show, and let me say hello to all your listeners because it's the first time I've ever been on the show. So our discussion here is pretty timely. On Friday, just a couple of days ago, we announced our traffic numbers for 2009, and there's about 1.1 million investors came to the site. They visited about 7.5 million times, and they read about 75 million pages of information. So why is that important, and how is Agoracom different? We've created a community that, for the first time ever, allows investors from anywhere in the world, from Vancouver to Germany, to come into a community for a specific company and post questions and get responses directly back from management. That's never been available before. And then to further extend the conference, we're allowing these people to have good good collaboration with fellow shareholders. But there's no profanity, none of the spam or the nonsense that plagues discussion forums. People thought we were nuts when we first started with that model, saying nobody would be there. But the numbers prove it out that, you know, people are busy and they want great information.
George, the numbers definitely prove it. But like, basically, when someone wants to get information about a company, as an example, they would simply go to Agoracom if that's a company that's included within your universe.
Right.
They would then click on that company, and that way they could get more information.
And
correct?
It's free to all investors.
Yeah.
It's the companies that pay. We fully disclose that. So you simply punch in the stock symbol. If they're one of our clients, then you can post a question right there, and you'll get your answer the same day. If they're not one of our clients, you can still post your questions and collaborate with probably the smartest investors involved in that company because they've left all the other discussion forums, and you can get great information from some really intelligent people.
George, let me ask you this. In terms of macro issues, I mean, it's great to talk about companies, but in terms of macro issues, I know you guys cover that too. Macroeconomic issues,
you know,
comments from people like Peter, et cetera.
Right.
Yeah.
We leave the macro stuff to people like Peter Granich, and we have some other pretty great commentators like Bear Ritholtz, one of the top financial bloggers on the planet. I try and stay away from the macro stuff because I think there are smarter people out there than me. And quite frankly, why should I even attempt it when someone go to the front page of Agoracom and read what Peter has to say?
And that's my point. Why not go to the front page of Agoracom and listen, for example, to some of the very people who are guests on our show? To me, it makes sense.
And that's to our principle of quality over quantity. We're not going
right.
to give you a stream of every headline that comes out of the financial world. But if something important is happening that's going to impact the junior investor, the junior space, and specifically the resources space, you're going to read about it. So if there are sovereign debt issues in Greece and how that's going to affect lending in the bond markets, which comes back to the equity markets, you're going to get that connection. And I think we're the first place that really makes that kind of that kind of analysis available to people.
Tell me the difference, if you would, between yourselves and, let's say, Kitco.
Kitco, great site, love what they do. Definitely the one difference with Agoracom is the feedback ability. So Peter Granich has something to say about the markets, or I have something to say, or the companies have something to say. The investors can actually participate. There's a moderated, professional environment where investors can reach out to Peter and say, Peter, read your comments. Here's my question. And they present some kind of a fact scenario to say, you know, Peter, tell me why I'm wrong and you're right. And that's never been available before. Up until we came along, you could only hope to maybe run into an Al Corlin or a Peter Granich at a conference. But here, 24 hours a day, you actually have an opportunity to interact. And that's extremely valuable to investors around the world.
You probably are the only ones who are doing that in terms of almost instant feedback.
We are right now. I'd welcome it if other people did it, but it takes a lot of work and it takes a lot of time and energy involved in investing your technology. A lot of people up until we came along, I think they treat investors almost like cattle. They want to bring everyone to one place, put a big flashy ads and try and use them just to be able to generate revenue. Whereas we've taken an approach saying, hey, we're here at the Cambridge Conference. We see that people love to talk to each other. So why not maintain that same dynamic online? So when the Cambridge Conferences aren't on, somebody in Germany or in Vancouver or Toronto or Dallas or anywhere in the world can still have the ability to be able to mingle with these people 24 hours a day.
What a great idea. I mean, how did you come up with it, George?
Quite simply, I think it was a case of I was a user of places like Stockhouse and Yahoo Finance back in the day. And I really got tired of having to sift through multiple dozens of posts of garbage and flaming, like they call it, where people are arguing with each other, just to find that one or two great morsels of information. So I said, if I don't like the experience, I'm going to change it. So GoreCom started off very small. You know, back in the day, we had maybe 50 or 100 people that came to the site, and word of mouth, viral growth of the internet, and here we are, lo and behold, God bless, and I hope we continue our success. 1.1 million people.
You know, it's interesting. That's a bunch of folks. You know, it's interesting, but I'm a real believer in synergy. I'm a real believer in providing. What's the best way to put this? Arm's length, for lack of better terms, credible, et cetera, information to our listeners, certainly on our show. And what I've been saying, I've been writing about this industry for the past, close to 30 years, been doing radio for 10 or 15 years now. And what I always stress to my listeners, George, is, you know, it's absolutely critical that you get all the information you can from all the sources you can before you invest in a particular situation, because that way, you know, you're able to see a picture from all sides, so to speak, and you're not just necessarily relying on rumors or tips or what have you from one or two people, but you're getting a plethora of information from sites like mine, sites like yours, et cetera, reading the newsletter writers. I mean, it strikes me that all of us working together, all of us being, you know, the web folks like yourself, the radio folks like myself, all working together, we're really providing one heck of a service, I think, to individual investors.
Well, the one problem with technology is that too much information is available, and then investors themselves can't figure it out. So what AgoraCom is attempting to do is consolidate people like yourself, Peter Granage, you know, Mickey, who we just spoke to a minute ago, and put them all together in what I like to call a quality over quantity environment, where you present 10 or 12 voices, 10 or 12 of the best voices, and I think that's enough for investors, because if they got 50 or 60, you know, you got to remember, these people have real lives and they just don't have the time. So if we can put 10 or 12 great voices together, that I think is going to be the ultimate service in terms of getting people the right information.
You know, that's an interesting point. I have been doing a one-hour, two-hour radio show for as long as I have. I try to get as many different opinions as I can, and so far it's worked for our listeners pretty well. I think, in essence, we're saying the right thing, though, because I think the universe of people who you're talking about and the universe that I'm talking about, probably in terms of numbers, probably pretty similar.
Yeah, you know, there are 1,000 voices, but we only want to get the best dozen out there, and you're a classic example of that.
Well,
hopefully AgoraCom can as well.
Well, no, and I appreciate you saying that. Okay, more information on AgoraCom, simply go to www.agoracom.com. AgoraCom.com. George, it's been great talking with you. Thank you so much. Going to be right back.
Thanks, Al. Wish all of you a great year, and I'll speak to you again soon.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Attention, an important product from hempusa.org, microplant powder, will change your life by removing all types of positive toxins, such as heavy metals, parasites, bacteria, viruses, and fungus from the digestive tract and stomach wall so you can absorb nutrients. Microplant powder is 89% silica and packed with a negative charge that attracts positive toxins from the blood, organs, spine, and brain. This product has the ability to rebuild cartilage and bone, which allows synovial fluid to return to the the joints. Silica is a precursor to calcium, meaning the body turns silica into calcium and is great for the heart. There is no better time than now to have micro plant powder on your shelf or in your storage shelter. And with an unlimited shelf life, you can store it anywhere. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. It's a great way to change your life. So call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
We all need to prepare ourselves. You might have the food, water, gold, and silver, but ask yourself, are you truly prepared? That's why you need to visit MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com carries everything you need. Gas masks, wool blankets, fire starter kits, high-capacity magazines, chemical suits, military surplus items, and much more. Do you own a firearm? MaineMilitary.com has a large selection of pistols and rifles suited for your needs. Are your local stores sold out of ammunition? Call or visit them today for prices on hard-to-find ammo and bulk ammo orders. You don't need to worry about having a military surplus store in your area because MaineMilitary.com is the only store you'll ever need, all from the comfort of your computer. Visit them online today at MaineMilitary.com. That's Maine, like the state, military.com. Or call them at 1-877-608-0179. That's 1-877-608-0179.
It is the new year. Life as we know it is changing. Maybe it's time to change your health habits. Life Change Tea could be your answer for better health. Rid your body of toxins and chemicals and lose weight naturally. No caffeine, great taste, and incredible results. Made in the USA and formulated by a PhD. You can order online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Or call us at 928-308-0408. Again, that's 928-308-0408. Life Change Tea will help balance your body and increase your energy. Life Change Tea, changing America's health, one tea bag at a time.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the G.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. Al Corlin chatting right now with Jeff Phillips. My real interest in terms of financial issues really is in the resource industry, and I'm chatting right now with a fellow by the name of Jeff Phillips. Jeff has a company headquartered down in San Diego called Global Market Development. Jeff invests on a professional level in resource companies, and then obviously the companies that he invests in, he would give what I think is very valuable advice to those companies. We want to talk right now specifically about a few factors that I think would interest listeners. Number one, the resource industry and why anyone should consider investing in it. Jeff, what do you think?
Well, I think you should. Al, first off, thank you for having me.
Pleasure.
Really appreciate being on the show. I think the resource part of your portfolio is an important part of your portfolio. I think you have to ascertain, you know, what you think is going to happen in the world and where the economy is going and so forth, and what you think the need for commodities in the future is going to be, and you need to decide your risk level. As you know, I'm predominantly in the what I call the exploration sector or development sector in the resource market, which is higher risk, higher potential return, but you have to be prepared to lose a lot of money to make a lot of money. I like that sector of the space, the exploration development side, before you get to production.
You know, I've been involved in the exploration sector as an investor, my family and I, for probably about 30 years. Big chance to win, bigger chance to lose. But you know, the leverage available in the resource companies, if you really look closely at companies and analyze them from a fundamental standpoint, get input from the real experts, I think your odds of success are better than people think.
I think as long as you know what you need to define what success is for you before you make the investment. quite often when my firm gets involved. You know, we as you know, I got back into this space about 3 years ago because I believed precious metals were going to do quite well. I'd actually started investing in the precious metals market in about 2003 once I saw the trend was clearly in place. And I think there's still a demand that's going to continue to have the precious metal side move up. But I got back in this space with the idea that I'd hold these positions long term. And that I'd have to make something out of those companies I invested in and had my partners invest in. So we've been able to do that so far. We started with a couple of investments in 2007, 2008. We saw that the market would change. This last year, we've picked up that investment cycle. We've probably done 6 or 7 private placements on funded different companies, and I suspect that, you know, we'll do the same number this year. So we're pretty excited about the space.
What exactly, Jeff, what function does global market development actually play within the resource sector? What exactly do you guys do?
Well, we help companies that, you know, it's a capital-intensive business when you're exploring or trying to prove a development or that your resource is going to be economic. So we raise money. But more importantly than raising money, we raise money from people in the industry that tend to be longer-term players and have other have networks of their own in the industry that can help that company as they progress, introduce them to, so to speak, the next level, whether it's through the professional side or the institutional side. So we basically pick companies we feel are undervalued and that our group of people financing them can help them at the next level raise more money and also, you know, eventually be a successful company that's bought out.
So you're not a PR firm. You don't just go out and get contracts for people who are looking to increase the awareness. You actually write a check and invest in the companies. And consequently, I've got to believe you do some pretty strong due diligence prior to that.
Absolutely, because we're placing all the money. It's not just our own check. We're also placing some of our key clients and people that follow us as checks also. I mean, like I said, we only did 6 placements last year, and those most of those placements have all worked out really well for the investors. And more importantly, those companies have made it to the next level where there's other people looking at those companies in a number of cases. So,
yeah. Well, now you were involved in this industry, as you said earlier, back in your 20s. You did very, very well. You retired for X amount of years. Then you came back in. You came back into the industry. I mean, we know each other personally. Our families are friends, so I know you're not doing it necessarily just for the money. But you came back in the industry because you really see a very strong secular bull market in the resource sector. Is that correct?
Absolutely. I came back into it. It doesn't mean you can't have bad months and even years. You know, we had it 2008 because of the financial crisis, but I see this being a 20-year bull market, and not just in the precious metals, but in the base metal stocks, and specifically oil. I think oil is a very interesting investment. So again, I think that, you know, it's an excellent space to be in as long as you have a longer-term time horizon, not just 2 months, which tends to be the junior resource space.
Yeah. You know, there are too many things in my mind, Jeff, going on in our particular segment of the world that are really, really beneficial, I think, to resource prices, which hence are then beneficial to the companies involved in extracting or what have you. I'll give you some examples. The tremendous growth that's coming out of the Far East right now is absolutely nothing but beneficial for base metals, as an example. The huge amount of investing that the Chinese are doing, the mainland Chinese are doing in precious metals is nothing but beneficial. Taking it to an entirely different sector, if you look at the turmoil in the United States right now, economically and I think very possibly politically in the very near future, and if you look at the turmoil that's occurring, the potential turmoil, wrong way to put it, if you look at the situation in the Middle East, that's a powder keg just getting ready to explode. All of those factors are very, very bullish to a large extent for precious metals and to a smaller extent for base metals. So I think you really made the correct decision, Jeff. I really do.
Yeah, no, I think you're right, and you have guests on your show that will comment much more, and I feel the same as they do, that, you know, we're printing more dollars and around the world. And the simple fact is, though, when I finance a company, I'm looking for a company, regardless if we're in a good commodities market, if they make a significant discovery or prove a step change to what's known to be there, it's valuable at today's prices. But I actually feel, yes, I agree with many of your guests. I think that the resource market and specifically the commodity prices are going to be going higher in the future.
Jeff, when you actually examine a company before you write a check or before you advise anybody to write a check or what have you, tell me what you look for.
Well, predominantly I'm looking for, you know, the asset. What's the, can I see an asset value? And that asset could be in the form of a physical property or deposit. It could be in people. It could be in the people in the company. I'm looking for, you know, I need to see a company when I look at it to do a financing, and I need to believe that the company, I can reasonably justify double the share price compared to its peers without success in the field or without a higher commodity price. Those are the main criteria. And I'm also looking, you know, and a lot of times I'm looking at companies that, you know, there's a reason that they've had a problem, you know, if I'm financing a company, or a reason they're not getting their story out. And if I can ascertain that reason and believe I can help them with that, then it's worthwhile for me to get involved, because I can actually help them with the area, whether it's a personnel or it's communications. If I can advise them and see how that they can better get their story out there. So.
And I'm assuming that you also get input from a whole bunch of people who you and I know. I mean, I have to believe you get input from folks like some of the giants of our industry, Rick Rule, Bob Bishop, folks like that.
I definitely talk to different people
sure.
in the industry and get their opinion, both geologists and financial people. And it just depends on, you know, I have a group of geologists that are involved with, run some of the companies I finance that are also do consulting work for me to look at projects. And again, a pretty tough group to get stuff passed. And definitely some of those other people you mentioned, I just had lunch with Bob Bishop, and Bob and I are good friends, and I definitely take his advice. And he's often an investor alongside of me in some deals. So definitely learned something from him.
Real quick, got about actually less than a minute here, but you know, we're both optimistic about resources. Give me a projection of sorts as to where we're going to see the price of gold and silver over the next 6 months.
The next 6 months is hard, Al.
Let's go the next year.
Next year, I think gold trades in the next year at $1,400 to $1,500 an ounce. Silver, I don't follow as closely, you know, but I think the ratio of silver to gold right now is off, so I think silver probably has a pretty good move ahead of it to get back into a more line with gold. And I definitely think gold's going higher. So
we are going to get Jeff Phillips back in the future. Jeff and I spend a lot of time, you know, examining companies together, et cetera. I think Jeff is a valuable person when it comes to getting input on the resource industry. And rest assured, he's going to be back in the future. Jeff, thanks so much, buddy.
Thanks for having me, Al.
Our economy is in great distress. The financial dominoes can fall at any time. It's time to stop hoping it doesn't happen and prepare just in case it does. You have auto and home insurance. Why wouldn't you have food insurance? Are you prepared to feed your family long term? Because it might take years to recover. As the adult, it's your responsibility to feed your family, especially during rough times. SurvivalistSeeds.com is offering a package that will give you a 3-acre heirloom vegetable garden anywhere. 50 heirloom varieties, 8,000 vegetable seeds, over 5 pounds of healthy food. Don't be fooled by marketing companies disguised as patriots. SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb, host of Don't Tread on Me radio show.
A revolution in smoking is underway. A revolution all smokers of traditional cigarettes should know about. Keep listening for a special offer from PowerVapor.com. Standard tobacco cigarettes contain over 4,000 harmful chemicals. Now it's time to release yourself from the grip of big tobacco and experience true smoking freedom. PowerVapor.com is an e-cigarette with the look, feel, and smoke of a real cigarette, but with no tar, no carbon monoxide, and no bad odors. Power Vapor's e-cigarettes deliver just the right amount of nicotine in a water vapor that looks and feels like real smoke. Yes, you choose from 4 levels of nicotine, and that puts you back in control. Plus, you'll enjoy 8 flavors and big savings over traditional cigarettes. Get the facts and see our demonstration video at PowerVapor.com. That's PowerVapor.com. Log on to PowerVapor.com right now for a special 10% discount and 30-day money-back guarantee. PowerVapor.com, the smoking gun heard around the world.
America is in deep, deep trouble because we don't know our rights. Let's get real freedom back into America by teaching and promoting the Bill of Rights with the 2010 Freedom Calendar. Why? Because our forefathers gave them to us. Because the Freedom Calendar is true patriotism in action. And because if you don't know your rights and use them, you may lose them. The Freedom Calendar is the best educational tool in over 200 years. It shows in detail how to use your rights, how to answer any bureaucrat, how to use your guaranteed rights for true freedom. The Freedom Calendar is the easy way to learn the proper use and function of each of our rights and is perfect for homeschoolers, business promotions, and fundraisers. Order your Freedom Calendar now for just $15, and discounts are available for bulk orders. Call 651-771-5234. Again, 651-771-5234. The Freedom Calendar. Know your rights or lose them. Order now while supplies last. Call 651-771-5234 today.
Why is drinking pure high alkaline pH water the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Because alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using AlkaVision pH Drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to an alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
Welcome back. You're listening to the weekend edition of the Corlin Economics Report. I'm Al Corlin. Appreciate you joining me. We are originating this show from the Vancouver Investment Conference put on by Cambridge House. A gentleman in the audience by the name of Gary has a question. Gary, what is that?
I was just wondering what the rest of the panel figures about Rogers' predictions and how it would, for the U.S., and how it would affect Canadian stocks.
How's it going to affect Canadian stocks? Yeah, are you talking about Rogers' prediction pertaining to the conventional market in the U.S.? Yeah. U.S. economy, the dollar, et cetera. Roger, what do you think? You need the microphone because...
Well, we made a speech a few minutes ago in the other hotel, and I was talking about all the naughty stuff that's going to happen this year. However, there are opportunities within our industry to do some good things, and I pointed out some of the opportunities. And despite the fact that things look pretty scary for anywhere from a year to 3 years, if not longer, there's always something to do that's positive. If you're on the other side of the trade, as I call it, gold and silver mining, gold and silver the metals, there's certain other markets that you can short. So there's opportunities out there. The worst thing that can happen to us is if everything stops and goes sideways, which I do not expect.
Okay, we have another question here from a gentleman named Robert. Number one, I really want to thank my my guests on the panel and the audience because, you know, both of you, all of you folks make my job so much easier. Robert, your question.
Thank you. I feel that do you buy explorers or producers of this market if you feel like we're in a bear market? What would you suggest, to go with producers and not the explorers?
Who wants to grab that one? Producers versus explorers. Gail, what do you think?
I don't think the question was, you better off in producers than explorers? It's interesting. The volatility of some of the junior caps is about the same as the volatility right now of Barrick. I was surprised that Barrick was down today by about 1%, and the gold price, when I had looked at it, was up $4. I think it's your risk tolerance. I was last week in Chicago talking to some people, and they said, should they buy Exeter? Now, Exeter's a junior company. We're not a producer. We're an explorer. And I said, well, tell me about your gold portfolio. How are you structured in your portfolio? Do you have any gold stocks? And they said, and the guy said, no. And I said, well, don't start with Exeter. And he said, well, you're the first promoter I've ever had. He said, don't buy the stock. But the fact is that, if you'd bought gold a year ago, you would have made 40% on your money if you bought the metal. If you'd bought Exeter, you would have made 260% on your money, but you wouldn't have slept every night because we can slip back 10% in a blink. So it's the rewards are there, but it's back to what Roger says. He's got his order of priorities. My priority is the management of the company. If the management of the company is strong, really strong, then they will find the money. The money follows the management. So I say the management and then the project. But the fact is that take advice from somewhere else. But the leverage you can get out in that show is something else. What astounds me in that show is that there's companies out there with no money at all. They can't have much management or a project if they don't have any money. There is money around. It's awash with money for the right companies like Exeter. So I didn't mean to say that part. It's awash for money for the right company. And I'm astounded that there's companies out there that don't have any.
Amazing. Another gentleman from the audience. Gee, you have a question, sir?
Thank you, Al. This is the first resource conference I've attended, and I found it most interesting. My work normally involves working with health professionals as a physician. What strikes me most at this conference is the great enthusiasm in this conference in exploiting and utilizing the resources in this planet. Accessing the silver, the gold, the zinc, the lithium, and so on. Previous speakers have said that China is very busy acquiring some of the properties in various parts of the world to tap into these resources. It comes to my mind that the resources that China gathers from around the world that goes to China is in turn converted into consumer products, which are sent to the rest of the world to be consumed in the West, in the emerging parts of the world. The Chinese public consumes very little of that. And my question is, do we not have a responsibility to cut back as consumers of these products so that some decades down the line, 50 years or 100 years, there might be some resources left for our great-grandchildren. We are depleting the world's resources. There's a finite amount of these resources on this planet. Where do you, as experts in this, what are your thoughts on that?
Thanks, Chi. That's a very interesting question. We discussed that question at length on the show a couple of weeks ago. You know, the issue of peak oil, is that a reality? And again, the issue of utilizing resources to the point where there just aren't any more. Who wants to tackle that one? I have an opinion, but they want to hear from you guys. Danielle, go ahead.
No, I think it's a very good point. I think that you're talking to the wrong crowd in many ways here, because the function of resource development companies is to develop resources and sell them, and that's their job. So I understand your point, though, from a top-down perspective. The good news is, I don't know what responsibility individual humans feel. The good news is, I guess, in this credit bubble burst, the ridiculous consumption has been reined in a great deal. Whether that's, it's not really a function of choice, it's a function of the bubble bursting and access to money being a restricting and contracting thing at the moment. So in some ways, the great mechanism is addressing overconsumption in its own way, because it's the market forces are not allowing people to borrow and spend the way they were. So I think that it is probably a healthy part of this cycle, albeit painful for some people that weren't prepared for it. It's an inevitable part of a sustainable cycle, because nothing can go straight up forever. And so I actually welcome this contraction as necessary, but that's another discussion.
You know, as the old rock and roll singer Eric Burton said, just how long can a good thing last? And, you know, that's a very interesting point. I want to ask one of the members of our audience a question here, and that is, sir, why did you and your wife come to this particular conference?
Just to clarify one point, this is my sister. Other than that, we are both interested in investing in the precious metals and mining industry, and we're hoping to possibly see some opportunities here and educate ourselves on how to utilize those opportunities. Thank you.
Yeah, this is a great place. As I've said on the air for, 15 years or whatever, these conferences, specifically Cambridge House, are really, really good places to come to learn more about the industry. I mean, where else can you get the type of, in one location, the type of speakers and have the ability to talk with them one-on-one to pick their brains? Where else would you get that opportunity? No place that I can think of. And again, I want to thank Joe Martin, Howard Fitch, and the rest of the crew for putting these shows on, because they really are incredibly valuable to people who are interested in resources. Somebody else I want to thank here, I want to thank my panel today, Roger Wiegand, TraderTrax, Yale Simpson, Executive Chairman of Exeter Resources, Danielle Park, author of Juggling Dynamite, and a good friend, a great money manager, along with her husband, Corey, back in Eastern Canada. We also want to thank the audience. Thank you so much for your attention. Thanks for your participation. That was really great. Listen to the show if you get a chance. You'll enjoy it. Bye-bye.
Here's a bit of an addendum here. I also really want to thank our listeners out there for the support that you're giving us on our show. It's really a lot of fun to do this particular program because it certainly gives me, selfishly speaking, some tremendously valuable insights into what's going on in our country and around the world, both economically and politically. None of us are the smartest people in the world. We can always use information from other people. And what the audience in Vancouver did and what my regular guests do for me and hopefully for you folks out there is they give us some really, really valuable insights into issues that I think are absolutely critical today. You folks out there, I appreciate your support. Thanks for listening.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guests by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.
Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm pleased to announce a completely new and exciting way to listen to your favorite GCN Live program on your telephone. Simply by calling 712-338-7200, you'll be hearing your favorite GCN Live programs in seconds. Tune into all of our channels. I have made sure that everyone who wants to hear GCN Live will have the opportunity to do so. Call to listen at 712-338-7200. That's 712-338-7200. Thanks again for listening to GCNLive.com. We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.